This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump has commuted the sentence of his longtime friend and advisor, Roger Stone. Stone was convicted of lying under oath and obstruction during the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election in the United States, and he had been sentenced to serve 3 years and 4 months. Commutation falls short of a full pardon and does not erase Stone's felony convictions in the way a pardon would. Opposition Democrats criticizing President Trump's move. The House of Representatives Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff saying, with this commutation, President Trump makes clear that there are two systems of justice in America, one for his criminal friends and one for everyone else. Australia's Victoria State remains under a six-week lockdown due to COVID-19. Victoria reported 216 new cases Saturday, down from 288 on Friday. The state's premier, Daniel Andrews, saying he understands it's frustrating and challenging to be locked at home, but the strategy will be successful if everyone plays their part. Australia's seven other states and territories reported 11 new cases on Saturday. The U.S. top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is warning the pandemic is worsening in the U.S. because the country lacks a coherent strategy to contain the virus. Fauci suggested earlier in the week that states struggling to combat the virus should seriously look at shutting down, despite state efforts to reopen in order to revive their economies. On Friday, the United States reported more than 65,000 new infections, the latest in a string of record-breaking days. The U.S. remains the hardest-hit country with about one quarter of all confirmed infections. This is VOA News. Mali opposition groups urged their supporters to remain mobilized on Saturday after one of their leaders was detained in the wake of violent protests. Groups are protesting against the president and temporarily occupied state buildings. On Friday, police fired gunshots and tear gas to disperse protesters who had stormed parliament and the state broadcaster as part of a civil disobedience campaign aimed at forcing President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita to resign. Demonstrators say he failed to tackle Mali's security and economic problems. At least one person was killed in the protests on Friday. Reuters reports Singapore's ruling party has signaled a possible delay to its meticulous succession plans. This after the ruling party's worst ever election results. The People's Action Party secured 83 of 93 parliamentary seats in Friday's election, a resounding win by international standards. And its share of the popular vote dropped near a record low, with the opposition winning an unprecedented 10 seats. The World Health Organization is warning that the number of people infected with COVID-19 has doubled in the last 6 weeks. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the international community needs leadership participation and solidarity to turn the pandemic around. Tedros cited Italy and South Korea when saying there are examples from around the world that have shown that even if an outbreak is intense, it can be brought under control. However, he also warned that it's not only COVID-19 that threatens lives and livelihoods, but other diseases such as measles, polio, and malaria that all thrive when immunization is paused and supply chains for medical supplies are interrupted. The traditional summer getaway that Britons often take to the Mediterranean Sea is about to pick up steam as the nation's quarantine restrictions are removed from dozens of countries. Now, anyone arriving back in England from around 75 countries and territories won't have to self-isolate for 14 days. But with many flights still canceled, holiday resorts are still working on ensuring they are COVID safe. The president of Turkey has formally converted Istanbul's 6th century Hagia Sophia back into a mosque, hours after a high court annulled a 1934 decision that made the religious landmark a museum. You can read that full story on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.